Welcome to Think Life. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Think Life. My name is Chris Kalaboukas, and this is a new podcast on being a better human. Well, at least that's the overall theme. It's actually more of a podcast about everything. Just talk about anything under the sun. See, back in 2005, I read an article about the death of radio. It was in Wired magazine, and it introduced the concept of podcasts. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. So I started my own podcast at the time called the Think Future Podcast. And that kind of morphed into a bunch of different things. I would record it on my way to work. So I used to work at Yahoo at the time and had about a half an hour commute or so. And what I did was I started off by using my Trio 600 smartphone of the time and recorded my show on there. And then when I got to the office, I would edit it and put it up. And at first I started talking about the future and interesting new technologies and things like that. And then eventually I kind of ran out of things to talk about other than venting to other drivers on the way to work. So I started segueing into a bunch of different topics. I started talking about driving, podcasting, public culture, started making jokes, politics, etc. I talk about all sorts of things, and eventually segued fully into politics because I was under the impression that it was important to people. I thought to myself, well, maybe I could be the libertarian Rush Limbaugh of the podcasting world, which didn't happen, but hey, maybe that's a good thing in the end. So the company I was working with hosted my podcast, and I got actually paid. I got paid because they put ads at the front of my podcast. And I thought, this is great. I'm actually making money doing this. So I just kept on doing it. Eventually, I got up to a little over 900 episodes, and they were all uploaded to this site, this podcast hosting site. And, of course, podcasting or YouTube came along and basically destroyed podcasting at the time. It basically blew it out of the water. Everybody was doing video, not podcasting. Nobody cared about podcasting more. So podcasting had this huge dip, and a lot of companies that were into podcasting at the time just basically disappeared. And this company, not to be named, was one of them. And they disappeared with all 900 of my episodes. So I guess I have a couple here and there, but they're mostly gone. So, I mean, life sucks, right? So that's one of the... I don't want this to be like a total wine fest, but it's funny. I wanted this first episode of Think Life to be optimistic, to be upbeat, to be positive. I mean, there was a fellow podcaster of mine, Spencer Hughes, who spent 30 years in the radio business and eventually got drummed out. And now he's created his own podcast called Hughes from the Heart. And it's all about positivity. It's about all these great things happening. It's all these heartwarming and uplifting stories. And I thought to myself, yeah, that's good. I'd love to do something like that. That sounds great. I mean, I don't want to be totally uplifting and optimistic all the time, because that's not what life is. Life is not optimistic and uplifting all the time. Who was it who said that life is incredibly boring with a few sparks of excitement here and there? Life is good. Life is bad. Life is everything. Many things. Sometimes it could be the way you look at it. Sometimes it is just things happening. It's kind of like if whether you believe in God or a higher power or not. Life to me seems semi-random. It's kind of like you can, there's certain things that you can do. And as a philosophy major, original philosophy major, there was this, always this dichotomy between free will and determinism. And the reality is it's a little of both. There's things we can do, and there's things we can't do. There's things which are within our sphere of influence, and there's things that are outside of our sphere of influence. I mean, I've studied success for an incredibly long time, and the reality is that most people who are successful, super successful, are just lucky. They just happen to be in the right place at the right time. But that's not what I wanted to talk about today. I want to talk about everything. So I originally called this podcast a podcast on everything. And then I realized that was just way too broad. Way too broad. So I thought to myself, what can this podcast be about? And I think this podcast should be about life, which is one of the reasons why I called it Think Life. But the other thing it should be about is about being a better human. Now I was bouncing around all sorts of different concepts for this, and should it be about being better humans or being a better human? And the reality is that we can only change ourselves. We only have the ability to change ourselves. We can try to change others. We can attempt to change others. But we can't really go in there and change them. It's not like they're software, right? It's not like they're a program. It's not like we can go in there and look at their code and decompile it and recompile it again, right? We can't do that to people. People are not like that. I mean, we can try to persuade them. You know, Scott Adams is really good at that, and he talks about that a lot, about the art of persuasion, you know, how to persuade people to do things. But the reality is that people aren't that easily controlled. Well, or maybe they are. I don't know. The reality is that the best you can do is be your own better human. You can work on yourself and how you deal with things, how you deal with the outside world, how you can become a better human for yourself and become a better human for society at large. I mean, philosophy has wrestled with this question since the dawn of time. What kind of human should I be? What is the best human to be? And everyone has a different answer to that. So I wanted to start this on an optimistic note, but as it turns out, something happened to me yesterday, which hit me hard. Hit me harder than I thought it was going to hit me. You know how those things happen in life where you think, oh yeah, you know, I know this is coming. I know this is going to happen. I know that this is in my future. You just don't know when in your future it's going to be. You know it's going to be there. You know, you see it coming. It's down the road. But you don't know when it's going to happen. And you know, and you try to prepare yourself. You attempt to prepare yourself for this inevitability. You know it's going to happen. It's coming. And you postpone thinking about it, or you try to prepare yourself about it. You think to yourself, this is going to happen one day. This terrible thing. And the question is it really a terrible thing? But this terrible thing, at least you think it's a terrible thing, is going to happen to you one day in the future. You know it's going to happen. So you prepare yourself for it. Or maybe you don't prepare yourself because you're not really sure when it's going to happen. So you don't know. You think whenever it happens, I'm going to roll with the punches. I'm going to be fine. I'll be just okay because I know this thing was going to happen and I should have prepared myself and I'm going to prepare myself and I'm going to be ready for this when it happens. But then it happens And you're like, oh, crap. I wasn't really prepared for that. You knew it was going to happen. You could have prepared for it. And maybe you did prepare for it. But even if you did prepare for it, you probably weren't expecting what you got out of it. The feelings that you got out of it. How you felt when it happened. I've said before, and this is where I think of myself as a huge hypocrite. Because I talk about change. I talk about life being change. Well, I mean, I've got lots of posts about it on my other show, Think Future Podcast. I talk about how life is change and you should embrace change because life is change. Life is changing all the time. On the project management front, I talk about how there is no such thing as a steady state. Right? Everyone goes, oh, we're going to go back to steady state. And once this is over, we'll be back to steady state. We'll be back to normal. And I'm doing air quotes. Of course, you can't see me doing air quotes because this is a podcast. We're going to go back to normal. But the reality is that there is no such thing as normal. And I was going to say anymore, but the reality is that there was never such a thing as normal. Normal does not exist. Steady state does not exist. Life itself is change. And I've said that hundreds of times in my other shows, my blogs. Life is change. And if we wish to understand life, we need to embrace change. We fear change. As humans, we fear it. It is the number one thing that we fear. And when you look at it, what was that? There's a list out there of the top things that people are afraid of or that affect people's lives, right? There's death, there's divorce, there's loss of a child. There's like all of these, this list of things in order of how strongly they affect you, right? The top thing is divorce or death or something like that. But if you look at all of these things, what underlies all of these things? All of these things are change. Divorce is change. Death is change. All of these, almost everything, except for maybe public speaking, which is, I think, at the top of a lot of people's list. I think a lot of people think public speaking is more stress-inducing than death, the death of a loved one. But I digress. If you look at this list, it's all change. Change is the thing that people fear most. But life is change. So how do we do this? Well, we try to steel ourselves against the change, right? We think, when this change happens, I'll be okay. I'm going to roll with the punches. I'm going to take that change, and I'm going to embrace it, and I'm going to be okay with that change. The problem is, that's what your head says. Your head says it's okay. That you're going to be okay with that change. Your head says that. But what does your heart say? Your heart doesn't say that. Your body, your humanity, your humanness recoils at change. We hate change. Our body, our heart hates change. One of the reasons why it's so hard to lose weight, right? Everyone's heard about this set point theory of, you know, it's very difficult to lose weight beyond a certain amount because your body is used to that spot. So whenever massive change occurs in our lives, even if it's not massive, even if it's just there's like a certain window that we can play in that we're okay with. But any kind of anything that happens outside of that window, any kind of change that happens outside of that window rocks us, hurts us. And no matter what we think about it, no matter how we use our brains, our mental models, no matter what tips and tricks and techniques you can learn off the internet, off the latest listicle that you just read off BuzzFeed or Facebook, It still hurts. Because this is something that, even though you were expecting it, you weren't really expecting it. So what do we have to do? We have to understand, truly, deeply understand, that everything around us is always in flux. Everything around us is always in flux, is always changing. And we have to say to ourselves, what's my reaction to that change? What's going to happen to me when this change occurs? Am I going to be able to handle this change? Or I'm going to go off the deep end and go into a deep depression for days and days and days? What am I going to do to handle change? Just any change. Because if you think about it, I mean, anything could happen. Anything could happen. Your significant other could get hit by a truck tomorrow, God forbid. How would you deal with that change? Your kids may decide to move away to college. Maybe you thought to yourself, that's going to happen. Sure, that's going to happen one day. But then the day it happens, it hits you hard. When change occurs, no matter how much we're prepared for it, like I said, our head is prepared, but our heart isn't. So much for making this an optimistic first episode, right? Oh, God. So what do we do? What do? We have to basically take it as it comes. We have to understand that life is change. Black swans occur all the time, both good and bad. Both good and bad. And we have to roll with the punches. We have to figure out how to roll with the punches. And whatever it takes to roll with the punches, roll with the punches. But don't do it for too long. Don't let it take over your entire life. Just put a time limit on it. You know, let yourself feel bad for 30 minutes, an hour, a day, whatever. Just encapsulate it. Take that sensation and the feeling and encapsulate it into a time frame. Set a timer. Go to your Alexa and say, hey, set timer for 90 minutes or whatever. And then when that timer goes off, think about something else. Or even better, distract yourself or learn. I mean, there's so much out there nowadays. YouTube videos, forums, support groups, friends, family. There's so many places to go for help to distract yourself from whatever it is, or to actually learn that, you know what, this change that's occurring in your life is not so bad. It's happened to lots of other people, and lots of other people have dealt with it, and lots of other people have thrived after this change has occurred. And there's lots of people out there talking about this exact same thing. This same thing happened to me. What did I do? I went online and I started reading up on it, and I started watching YouTube videos about it, and I realized I'm not the only one this has happened to. And suddenly, you think to yourself, I'm not the only human who's experienced this. Thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of humans, maybe even billions of humans have experienced something similar to this. And I can learn. I can watch these videos. I can listen to the people talking about it. I can listen to the people who it's actually happened to, and how they've dealt with it, how they've worked around it, how they've moved on with their lives beyond it, and be a better human for it. I've learned. I mean, if you ask me, we never stop learning. We never, ever, ever, ever stop learning. It doesn't matter whether you're 12 or 22 or 92. You can learn. You can improve. You can be better at any age. Any age at all. Humans are designed from the ground up to be learning machines. It's part of how we interact with the world. It's part of how we interact with each other. We learn, we talk, we discuss, we think, we absorb, we create. It's how we deal with the world. So, when something happens to you, when you get a gut punch that maybe you're expecting, maybe you weren't expecting, maybe you weren't expecting the strength of that punch, maybe we weren't expecting the timing of that punch. I mean, that's usually the thing, right? We never expect the timing. That's what I say sometimes as a futurist. It's like you're a weatherman or a meteorologist. You know what's going to happen, but you don't know when. And I think that's the thing that's the most cutting. I think that's the thing that's the most hurtful. And if we could figure out how to predict when things are going to happen, exactly when things are going to happen, and what's going to trigger what, then that would be great, wouldn't it? I mean, wouldn't it be fantastic if we could figure that out? But we can't. Not yet. Maybe once we have quantum computers, we could figure something like that out. But this is going to continue happening. Change like this will always occur, whether you can see it down the road or whether you can't see it down the road, these things will happen. And we have to figure out how to bounce back from them. Because no matter how you plan for things, no matter how you anticipate things, it's almost always impossible to plan for everything, to figure everything all out, which is why you have to build resilience. You have to build the ability to bounce back from adversity. And as soon as you've built this ability to bounce back from adversity, you will be a better human.